Please be seated. Thank you very, very much. I know you appreciated so very much Steve Wyckoff and Jeff and Melissa Spangler and the whole team, the band, the choir, the players. We come today to tell you a story about the one who makes the Christmas celebration possible. Without Jesus Christ, there's no reason to be here today. No reason to celebrate. There is no celebration without him. But it was the prophet Isaiah many years before his birth who prophesied from Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 that he would come. Hundreds of years before his birth, Isaiah said, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." And then it was an angel who appeared unto Joseph and gave the proclamation of the birth of Jesus. That angel said, "For she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." And it happened, ladies and gentlemen, just exactly like Isaiah said it would happen. Just like the angel said it would happen. Jesus Christ was born. He did not come as a king, as a conquering, reigning sovereign, as a monarch of some great municipality or some great industrial situation. He came as a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. But he is no less king. He came as a baby so we could understand him. He came as a baby so that we would have an opportunity to get to know him as we are. God became flesh. He left his throne in heaven. He came to the earth as a baby. He walked in shoe leather among the people of this world, trudging the cobblestone streets of Jerusalem, walking down the sandy shores of Galilee. Jesus Christ came so that we could get to know God. He brought a lot of peace. He brought a lot of joy. He brought a lot of love. He brought a lot of hope. Oh, you might have come in here today without hope. There are a lot of hopeless people in the world today. People drink themselves into a drunken stupor because they have no hope. People sadly and tragically take their own lives because they have no hope. And you may think that all hope is gone for you. You've gone through a bankruptcy, you've gone through a divorce, you've gone through the death of a loved one. You're battling against a debilitating sickness in your own body, and you're struggling, and life is just a daily struggle. You might think all hope is gone, but I have good news for you today. There is hope for you in Jesus Christ. He loves you. He cares for you. And he'll give you meaning and purpose in life. He'll give you texture and quality to living. He'll add life to your years and years to your life. It was Jesus who said, "The thief cometh, Satan cometh, but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Jesus didn't come to bring you existence in the rat race. He didn't come to just bring you the same old six and seven, the same old ritual rut and routine. He came to bring you life with a capital L. He came to bring you hope. He came to bring you meaning. He came to bring you life. And today that life is to be found by accepting him in faith. This is not a church situation. It's not a religious act. Salvation is an inside job. It's something that happens on the inside of you. when you, by faith, receive Him as Savior and Lord, and you recognize that everybody needs a Savior because none of us can be good enough to be our own Redeemer. The Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible said there is none righteous, no, not one. But by accepting Jesus Christ, we don't need to be righteous because His righteousness is substituted for us. And we become the righteousness of God in Christ by receiving Jesus. So in our dirt, in our sin, in our heartache and headache, and all of the mistakes and problems that we have in life, we receive the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. That's what salvation is all about. That's really what Christmas is all about. It's all about coming to know Him. In a moment, I'm going to pray a very simple prayer, and I'm going to ask you to repeat this prayer after me. If you'd like to know that all of your sins are forgiven and that you have right standing before God and that you have the peace of God, the joy of God that comes into your life because of Jesus Christ, you just repeat this prayer after me. I'll ask you to pray it out loud. You can speak it in a conversational voice, or you can whisper it in your heart. But say this prayer to God with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Let's pray this prayer together. We all need to pray it. Say it after me. Say it like this. Dear God, I come to You in Jesus' name. I confess my need of You. I know I need a Savior because I have sinned. I have come short of the mark. Today I trust You. I trust You to be my Savior. I will not depend upon my own righteousness. I depend upon Your righteousness. Take all my sin away. Give me a clean heart. Give me a pure mind. Give me hope in a hopeless world. I believe You're my Savior. God, You're my Father. I am Your child. My sins are gone. I'm redeemed through Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, now look this way and go ahead and give God a hand clap of praise. Oh, you might say, well, now, Pastor, I don't feel any different. I mean, what happened? Well, salvation does not depend upon how you feel. Salvation depends upon how you believe. It's a matter of faith, not a matter of feeling. And so accept Him by faith. And know that when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, every sin is gone once and for all from your life. And you will never give an account of the deeds of your past. So I say you've been born again. You've been redeemed. You have been marvelously and gloriously saved from the transgression of your own life and from the penalty of your own sin. Because you've trusted in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Welcome to the family. At the close of the service today, there will be pastors and elders and life group leaders and prayer partners here at the front of the building. And any one of them would love to pray with you. Also, you'll find on the seats in front of you a little card that gives you an opportunity to write a message to the pastor. And if you just take one of those message to the pastor cards before you leave this morning and just fill it out and just say, today I received Christ. Today I trusted Jesus to be my Savior. You need to tell somebody about it because you can't really know Him and serve Him unless you tell somebody. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation, the Bible said, and with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. And we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus.
Well,
it's been nice to have you worship here this morning. I've enjoyed worshiping God with you. I want to make sure that everybody has received the Sunday bulletin today. Did anybody not receive it when you came into the building? If you did not happen to pick up a Sunday bulletin or have one handed to you, would you just lift your hand right now? And any place all over the building, just lift your hand up and hold it there for a couple of moments. The ushers will bring you today's bulletin. It has a lot of helpful information on the inside of it. And if you'll just take a look on the inside, and let me remind you that this coming Friday night is one of the most inspiring nights of the year. It's our annual Christmas Eve communion service by candlelight. It is so special. It's for the whole family. You don't need to get dressed up in your Sunday best. Just come like you are. You're out for Christmas Eve dinner, or you're hanging out at the house with your family, and just shut everything down at home and turn off the television set and walk out and come here for 1 hour from 6 to 7 to keep Jesus Christ in the heart of your Christmas celebration, because it's all about Him, isn't it? I mean, Christmas is all about Him. It's not about us. It's not about trees and you know, funny guys in red suits and reindeers with red noses. I mean, it's about Him. It's about Jesus. And so on Christmas Eve night, we'll just come on here and celebrate with us. 1 week from today, the final Sunday of this year, I'll be bringing a special message in both of the, actually in the 10:30 service. Pastor Gary will be preaching in the 9 o'clock service in the chapel, but I'll be bringing a special message in the 10:30 service next Sunday morning entitled A New You for the New Year. And it'll help you close out the old year and get you started in the new year next Sunday morning. You know, the Resource Center is open back at the central lobby area, and the people in the Resource Center tell me that many of you stopped by last week at the close of the service and you picked up either the cassette or the CD about the message, What to Do in Stormy Weather. And they've asked me to tell you that they have restocked and resupplied, and so there's a new supply of CDs and cassettes on the message, What to Do in Stormy Weather. This is a message that I preached in Calvary Church 4 years ago, first day of October 4 years ago. And it's as timely today as it was then, because everybody goes through storms. You know, you have either just come out of a storm, or you are in a storm, or you're getting ready to go into a storm. But everybody has storms in life. And you can pick up that message, What to Do in Stormy Weather, on cassette or CD at the close of the service. Also, they have a good supply of last Sunday's sermon, The Baby and the Dragon. If you were not in the Sunday morning service last week, you need to get this message. It's all about Christmas from a new perspective. You see, Christmas was more than just an innocent child in a manger. There was a cosmic collision that occurred that day between darkness and light, between good and evil. And the dragon came to kill the baby. The baby fought the dragon that day, and who won? The baby. The baby defeated the dragon. The Baby and the Dragon. This message is available back there by CD or cassette tape. Who'd like to have the cassette tape of What to Do in Stormy Weather? Anybody want it in this aisle right here? Good. Right there. Oh, yes. Oh, well, hey, come here, buddy. You were so close. You can have The Baby and the Dragon on CD right there. All right. Thanks to our guests today. If you're a guest in this service, we're so honored to have had you. Immediately after the morning service, my wife Gwen and I will be in the hospitality room just across the hallway to your right. You exit to your right, and across the hallway we'll have some light refreshments. And if you can come by the hospitality room, give me an opportunity to say hello to you personally. I would greatly appreciate it immediately after the service today. If you're a guest in our service, you'll find a little card on the seats in front of you that says, "Welcome to a caring community." That's what Calvary Church is all about. We really care about you. And if you'd take a moment or so to complete the information on that little guest card and then drop